My name is Diego Rubalcava Alvarez. I am a member of the Hispanic Affairs Project of the Western Slope of Colorado, and I am also a board member with CIRC, the Colorado Immigrants' Rights Coalition.
What are some of the main issues impacting immigrants on the Western Slope that you're seeing on a day-to-day basis?
So every year, actually, CIRC gets together and votes on priorities across the state. And the three priorities for this year are very similar to what we're facing on the Western Slope, and that includes not enough access to driver's licenses for the undocumented community. Also, the fear of deportation for many of our immigrant and immigrant mixed families, so the DACA-DAPA issue, as well as trying to stop the collaboration between local law enforcement and national immigration officials.
So what is that current reality where local law enforcement agencies, how do they in fact interact with national immigration agencies?
I want to say thank you actually to our local law enforcement, because right now many of the counties in Colorado, in fact all of the counties in Colorado, make it a priority to focus on community trust. So they have a policy of not honoring ICE when ICE requests that they hold somebody longer than necessary for ICE to later look them up. All 74 counties in Colorado around that number have agreed not to hold people for ICE.
There's been a lot of very divisive political rhetoric in this election year, and very partisan as well. Is that trickling down to community level in terms of either people being fearful or actual things that are happening on the ground, whether it's interaction with law enforcement, other agencies, or just day-to-day discrimination?
We're still trying to see what it's like. We're doing some investigations. We're hoping to do more interviews with the people to find out what they're feeling. It's definitely a fear, though, definitely a possibility, and we don't want it to happen. Our message, what we're gathering here today, is to prevent that, to meet with our elected officials, to let them know who we are as an immigrant community, and prevent anything from getting out of hand before it does.
Has anything happened at a state level that has given you hope, or either given you hope or has made it more challenging for immigrants in Colorado?
We have an important history here in Colorado. We were in 2006, unfortunately, we were one of the first states to pass a very anti-immigrant bill, a show me your papers type bill, that did at that time make local law enforcement responsible for seeing if somebody was suspected of being an immigrant. Luckily, in 2013, but with bipartisan support, we passed the Trust Act repealing that law. So that was a good step, and we're just trying to keep up that momentum.
You mentioned the access to driver's license for immigrants, undocumented immigrants. There was legislation passed that was supposed to make that more of a reality, but I know the implementation of that has been difficult in terms of just the office hours and not being open. I mean, what are you seeing? How are immigrants experiencing that supposed expansion of access?
Yeah, right now there's only three offices that provide licenses for undocumented immigrants in Grand Junction, Colorado Springs, and Denver. And that lack of offices isn't just a problem for immigrants. It also makes it harder on anyone who's trying to do business with the DMV. And it's the more people are licensed, the more people are buying car insurance, things like that. It's better for everyone. And we think if that's the message we can get out, I think we can improve the access to driver's licenses in the 2017 legislative year.
What role do immigrants play in the Western Slope communities? And whether it's agriculture, whether it's just kids at school, I mean, what role do immigrants play in these communities? And why should people who aren't directly connected to immigrants, why should they care about what's happening?
We play the same role as everybody else. We're in the economy, we're in the education system, we're in your neighborhoods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends. We are you listening right now. We don't make that much of a distinction.